This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a local economist advises the government to carefully look at the implications of implementing stricter curfew measures. Legal efforts are being made to quickly grant bail hearings for inmates at Dodds Prison following the suspension of these hearings due to the pandemic. The fear of contracting the COVID virus sees Barbadians taking measures to boost their immune system. And in the U.S., the article of impeachment against former President Donald Trump delivered to the U.S. Senate. Good morning with the details. I'm Wendy Burke. An economist says the decision on whether to implement a 24-hour lockdown is a significantly complicated one, which government must carefully assess given the country's current economic situation. President of the Barbados Economic Society, Dr. Simon Natrum, told Starcom Network News this is a difficult position which countries across the globe have been facing.
The government of Barbados faces a tough choice between significantly harsher restrictions that will reduce economic activity or maintaining a measured approach such as we've had from the beginning of the year. This is a difficult question that policymakers all over the world have been facing with varying degrees of success. It's not unique to Barbados. There are a couple differences between now and last year's lockdown. First, we know a lot more about the virus now and how it spreads. Second, we've already gone through a lockdown where households and businesses, the NAS, and even the government themselves have run through a lot of their cash buffers.
He says the island seems to be split on whether there is a need to impose a severe lockdown.
A lockdown would mean that those who continue to work and receive an income will need to bear a higher burden to provide for those who lose their jobs as a result of the lockdown, either through income taxes or NAS contributions. On the other hand, the evidence suggests that even without a lockdown, economic activity will fall significantly as long as the virus spreads, since individuals are going to restrict their own movement as a precautionary measure. In either case, then, the economy faces another unexpected road bump, and the government will likely need to make further fiscal adjustments. There's no easy answer to this question.
President of the Barbados Economic Society, Dr. Simon Natrum. Queen's Counsel Michael Lashley is concerned about the violation of the constitutional rights of inmates of Her Majesty's Prison Dodds who are being denied bail as a result of adjourned bail hearings. Mr. Lashley tells Starcom Network News that his law firm has sent documents to the prison which will allow them to file an application to get bail.
I've written an affidavit that was supposed to be signed by inmate so that we can have the matter move forward in the court. The question is, they have persons in there that are due to go back to court for bail, and they're entitled to bail under the Bail Act and, of course, under the Constitution. But it is indeed at the discretion of the magistrate and also the High Court. If we have those persons who tested negative, why can't they be brought before the court so that they can exercise their rights under the Bail Act or the Constitution?
Mr. Lashley added that it is unfair for inmates on remand who have tested negative for COVID-19 not to receive bail hearings.
We had visitors who were remanded to prison but came back to the court and their matters were heard. The question is, if we have persons in there who have tested negative and there are on charges that are available, why can't they come out now and get their charges be dealt with, whether they want to plead guilty or not? Are we giving bail? Yes, we have 28 days on remand. There are some people that the 28 days are up. So they're doing it for the visitors, so where they can't do it for persons who are in there on bailable offenses and who have been negative. No threat to public health and safety.
Attorney at Law Michael Lashley, QC. The Democratic Labour Party is calling on government to do more to facilitate local participation into the medical marijuana industry. Spokesperson on health, Corey Cox, says they're concerned with the recent announcement by the Barbados Medicinal Cannabis Licensing Authority that only one of the 15 applications received was a local individual. He is hopeful that this emerging sector does not end up mainly in the control of non-nationals who dominate other local industries.
He really begs the question, is Masa Day really finished? As Barbados embarks on such a lucrative enterprise, I want to make a call to the relevant authorities to ensure that the ownership and major players in this game does not take the same look as previous leading industries in Barbados, most notably sugar and tourism. The sugarcane industry, as we know, has largely been owned by a specific economic class, with the average Barbadian relegated to the lower wage positions. Similarly, in the tourism industry, most of the profits are channeled overseas.
Mr. Cox says greater consideration and tools have to be given to locals to allow them access to this emerging economic sector.
Before the lessons learned from the control and influence of these two foreign exchange earning industries, it is essential that we do not allow another major economic pipeline to fall into the hands of the nationals. The government must do more to encourage and facilitate participation of locals into the production of medical marijuana at the highest levels of ownership. The high price for these licenses is prohibitive. I don't know if it is deliberate. If it is not, then we are calling for the lowering of the license fee for locals and the establishment of a credit facility through Fund Access where financing can be disbursed with an interest-free repayment plan.
DLP spokesperson on health, Corey Cox. Some pharmacists are seeing an increase in people purchasing supplements to help boost their immune system. Past president of the Barbados Association of Pharmacists, Paul Gibson, tells Starcom Network News that this has been the trend since the island saw a spike in COVID-19 cases. He says Barbadians are becoming scared and paying more attention to their health.
They're hearing that the use of vitamin D, the use of zinc, and the use of vitamin E, those three. So vitamin D, vitamin E, and zinc, which is a mineral. They've been told, correctly so, that it enhances the immune system when they supplement with these three items in their diet. What I've been seeing is an increase in the persons requesting vitamin D, zinc, and vitamin E to boost their immunity, and also vitamin C, of course.
Past president of the Barbados Association of Pharmacists, Paul Gibson. 14 new positive cases were recorded on Sunday from the 262 tests conducted by the Best Dos Santos Public Health Laboratory. 15 persons were also released from isolation. The number of active cases now stands at 742. The new positives comprise 7 men and 7 women. Of these, 5 are individuals who would have been sent previously to Harrison Point Isolation Facility for assessment. There are no new positive cases recorded at Her Majesty's Prison Dodds, so the cases there remain at 360, 102 staff members and 258 inmates. To date, there have been 10 deaths. Barbados has recorded 1,401 cases, 553 females and 848 males, and 649 persons have recovered. The St. Lucia Ministry of Health confirmed yesterday that the UK variant of the COVID-19 virus is present there. Meanwhile, the medical fraternity is concerned that some St. Lucians are continuing to host parties despite the ban on social gatherings. President of the St. Lucia Medical and Dental Association, Dr. Merle Clark, says there's a need for more public education on the virus. And in the U.S., leaders in the House of Representatives have officially delivered their article of impeachment against former President Donald Trump to the Senate, the first step in beginning his trial. The article of impeachment was read yesterday by the lead impeachment manager, Jamie Raskin of Maryland.
I'm going to increase because, you know, dengue, we're all serious out there. So.
Apologies for that extract. And that's been the latest here on Starcom Network News, the 7:30 edition. Recapping our top stories, a local economist advises the government to carefully look at the implications of implementing stricter curfew measures. Legal efforts are being made to quickly grant bail hearings for inmates at Dodds Prison following the suspension of these hearings due to the pandemic. The fear of contracting COVID-19 seems Barbadians taking measures to boost their immune system. And in the U.S., the article of impeachment against former President Donald Trump delivered to the U.S. Senate. That's been the latest on Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group of Companies. I'm Wendy Burke.